The excitement on the UW River Falls campus is palpable as seniors wrap up their last semester and prepare to accept their diplomas. The news from the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences is that the job market for these grads is looking good. So good that students are having to weigh the benefits of each job offer carefully before making a decision. We'll hear what these students are looking for in a few minutes. First, we catch up with College Dean Mike Orth. He tells us where the numbers are trending for agriculture students entering the workforce.
I think the graduation rate is in terms of the numbers, are fairly steady. So really, after COVID, our college numbers had gone down, but I think we've basically topped that off, and I think we're heading back up. So I think really our graduation numbers are, for at least from what I have been told earlier, are pretty comparable to what we've had in the past.
Are there majors that stand out compared to others in the ag program?
The biggest one by far is the animal science. In fact, they will graduate more students than any other program. So animal science, pre-vet, companion animal, that group is the biggest on campus.
I am curious what the job market looks like for today's graduates. You know, the headlines have always said that Wisconsin is in a workforce shortage. Does that mean it's been easy for students to land a job?
Actually, yes. Here in the Ag Science building, we have an internship kind of wall where we post internships. It's completely full. Like, we have more internships than we have students. And if you think about an internship, in fact, I was just talking to a company today. Basically, when they're doing an internship, it's basically a longer-term job interview. It's an on-site job interview. I mean, most places that do an internship are hoping that potentially that student would work there. So if you even use that as a barometer, our students have zero issues finding jobs in the ag areas. There's plenty of them out there.
Is that across all ag areas, or do you see certain sectors of the industry in more demand than others?
I would say, this is anecdotal here. Animal, plant, nurse sciences, those are ag engineering, ag tech, I would say they're all really robust. The only one maybe, and I say maybe, might be in the ag econ area. That might not be quite as strong as some of the other ones, but that would be it. But even there, I haven't heard of students having any issues. The plant, the crops, the soil, the animal side, the equipment side, all of those areas are very strong. In fact, even companies, again, I was talking to this company today, technically they're not looking for anybody. But technically, they're always looking for somebody. If they have an internship, if there's a good student, they will try to hire them. There are students here that they could have multiple offers when they graduate. It is a really good market.
I mean, if you could ballpark it, how many of your ag students do you think have a job already before graduation?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's over 90%. A lot of these kids already do. Having said that, too, there are some that are going to go to graduate school, some that are going to go to vet school, some that may be going back to work on the farm, I don't know. But the number has got to be very, very high at this point, absolutely. A lot of it goes back to those internships, right? If they, let's say last summer they did an internship, they like it, they get a job offer, you know, they pretty much are locked in, you know, by the time they graduate.
Mike Orth along with us, Dean of the UW River Falls College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences. We just heard how internships have been so successful for companies looking to hire graduates. I visited with three UW River Falls seniors about their job hunting experience and what led them to choose their career after graduation. And let me tell you, I was surprised because not one of them mentioned the word salary or pay. Not saying that that's not important, but what they held higher was how they connected with the people that they were going to be working with, the shared values, and how the job was going to help them transition from student to employee. In a few weeks, Ben Steffes will hold his degree in animal science. He's looking forward to working with ABS as a reproductive technician, serving farms in Clark County. He tells us why he chose ABS.
My junior year, I went to the career fair, and I got an internship with ABS Global, and that's what really led me to looking into that side of it and the reproduction side of it, and I really enjoyed my internship, and afterwards, they were really pleased how it went, so they offered me a job, and it was hard to turn down because I knew quite a few people from doing my internship with riding along with many techs and salespeople, so it just felt like a great fit. They offered really good. health insurance, 401k match, and I got a company truck, so that was a plus.
How do you weigh the benefits of a job? You mentioned people was really important.
Well, I think like with any job, you want to enjoy who you work with and be around and get along with them, so that was a really big part. But coming out of a college when you're trying to pay off all your debts, it really helped to have a company truck, so that's one less thing I have to worry about, and it's close to home, and that's where I really wanted to be.
You know, were your friends in a similar spot as you? Did they have internships that they then tried to pursue a full-time career with after?
I think very similar, yes. A lot of them are taking internships, and I think that's the best way to truly find out what you want to do because you're doing it for a whole summer, and you really get to learn if that's truly what you like. So a lot of them are doing internships.
Ben Steffes will be graduating with a degree in animal science. And now I'll introduce you to Jaden Miller. She'll be taking her agricultural business degree to Syngenta following graduation. She'll be a research associate helping with the planting, harvesting, and pollinating of plants in research trials. She says that she applied for a lot of jobs through online career services like LinkedIn and Indeed. But in the end, Jaden decided to go with Syngenta, a company that she interned with for a number of years. Similar to Ben, she points to the people as the reason why.
I wanted to see like how I interacted with like the boss. I wanted to see if there was like a good interaction with them and if I would have good days at work and just seeing how excited they were with their jobs and their experiences. So just connecting with my bosses and other employees, and just I've also worked at this company for the past 7 years. So just having that background knowledge of knowing who my bosses are and the comfort level and just knowing the facility. So that was also a big push, is that I've been with this company for so long and I just know all the great aspects of it. And I already know parts of my job that will make it easier for a transition from going from college to a full-time job that was very interesting and that I wanted to explore more.
And Jaden, it sounds like you really value the workplace relationship. Is that a similar value that you find your peers have as well?
Yeah, I feel like for everybody, they want to be comfortable and enjoy their job. And a big aspect of that is like having good coworkers and being able to discuss things with your boss and like having that professional relationship with your coworkers. So I feel like that's a big push for people, is to feel comfortable in their position where they can go and ask questions and not feel scared that they might get fired over something because they weren't able to go talk to their boss about problems or issues or things they weren't sure about. So being able to have that relationship to go and talk and discuss with people that you work with is, I think, a good aspect for any job.
Jaden Miller will be graduating with a degree in agricultural business. And finally, meet Kendra Jentz. After earning a degree in agricultural communications, Kendra is taking a position with Quick Trip as their campus tour coordinator. Anyone who visits Quick Trip headquarters will get a tour with Kendra across the different production facilities. She tells me what attracted her to the position after the job searching process.
So my journey looked a lot like spending time on LinkedIn, submitting my applications to opportunities that I really liked, and then also doing interviews. You're also going to be able to tell within your interviews if it's the place that you're meant to be and that your values are respected, and that's where that you're going to be able to make an impact. So I was really excited that I will get to be with Quick Trip. I love their values and how they treat their employees and what they do for our state, so I'm really excited.
You're looking for an employer that cares about people and connection and values. Do you find that a lot of your friends are holding that people aspect higher than maybe some other aspects of a new job?
I do think that that is a large part, especially if you think about our graduating class. Our graduating class, most of us were freshmen or graduating high school in 2020 and then started our college in 2020 when COVID was happening. And I think that really put into perspective for us of what's most important in life, and those connections and those people and that values that come with it is just a part that we really hold dear because it's something that we had taken care away from us. So we always want to make sure that that's something instilled in where we're working.
Kendra Jentz will soon be graduating UW River Falls with a degree in agricultural communications. And as she put it, personal connection is important for this group in a career because it's something they didn't get at the end of high school or beginning of college due to the pandemic. I'm going to let Mike Orth have the last word here. Mike is the dean of the UW River Falls College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences. He says the unusual pandemic experience and the high regard for connection in the workplace sets these graduates up for success. He says he's noticed companies looking for these attributes.
One of the things that I think has, come to the forefront maybe more so, they are looking for people with a lot of those interpersonal skills and leadership skills. You know, a lot of them companies will say, hey, I can teach you what you need to know, but what I want to know is how well could you work with, like, say, a client? How well can you handle conflict that might come up? What are your leadership qualities? How have you demonstrated those? So I would say from the standpoint of companies, I think it seems to me, again, this is anecdotal, but they're not so much worried about the knowledge of a company because they can take care of that. What they're looking for are what are the people skills like that these individuals have. This group is a resilient group, right? Because you're talking about students now that either had just started or relatively recent relative to COVID. So this group has started with some stress, but you know, they've come through, they weathered the storm, so to speak. I think they're well prepared. I think the fact that they've gone through and, you know, where the job market is, it's just great timing for them.
Michael Orth along with us, dean of the UW River Falls College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences, excited to see what this next batch of graduates does in the workforce. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.